The mysterious absence of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un from the public eye appeared to end Tuesday with pictures on state-run media showing Mr. Kim smiling, using a cane, and gesturing while on an inspection tour of a new housing complex in Pyongyang, as well as a science institute. There is no explanation for his nearly six-week absence or the date the photos were taken, many of those tweeted by Steve Herman, our longtime correspondent from the region. You can follow him at W7VOA. Speculation swirled about Kim Jong-un's extended absence, ranging from health problems to a need for rest to a leadership coup. However, that's not how Tufts University Korean Studies Associate Professor Sung-Yoon Lee sees it. He told Daybreak Asia's Victor Beatty Mr. Kim's return to the limelight was scripted.
If this were a first, Kim's extended vanishing act from the public view, then there would be some reason, some credence in those views that there might have been a coup d'etat or Kim may have been arrested or been deposed. But there are plenty of precedents for this kind of disappearing act by Kim Jong-un, by his father, who disappeared for almost 3 months in 1994. So this is symptomatic of our misreading of North Korea. North Korea is very different. If a leader in a democracy had disappeared for 40 days, that would raise eyebrows, that would be most unusual. But in a totalitarian system like North Korea, Kim is the state, he is the king, he is totally free to come and go as he pleases. So we often end up misreading North Korea, whether it's on prospects for denuclearization or economic reform, and as a result, we end up paying the price.
This is a relatively young man, believed to be in his early 30s, but he is helped in his walking with a walking stick. Do you see any significance there?
Perhaps he's had an ailment in his knees or ankles, I don't know. But it would not be a liability for North Korea to show their top leader carrying a walking stick, because in North Korea, that would send the message that the leader, despite his physical discomfort, is working very hard around the clock to raise the living standards of the people. It's in the Confucian mold, traditional Korean mold, of portraying the leader as working very hard, dedicated to the common cause of the common man.
We understand, of course, that the Kim family has engaged in such absent behavior before, but the question is, why do they leave for an extended period? Some analysts I've spoken with suggest it's just a way to grab world attention, which is focused elsewhere.
I would agree with that assessment. North Korea has a tendency to grab the world's attention, whether by provocations like a missile or nuclear test, or pulling a stunt like this. So North Korea is able to grab our attention, get bigger powers like the United States, South Korea, Japan, and China, and so forth, back to the negotiating table, and North Korea is very deft in playing this game, and as a result, we've been paying the price for the past 20 years on nuclear diplomacy. North Korea has reaped tens of billions of dollars from the world's biggest countries for repeated false pledges of denuclearization. So I would say we should take North Korea very seriously and not trivialize or infantilize North Korea.
This all comes at the time when the United States is trying to meet with North Korea to, in large part, gain the release of at least three Americans being held inside North Korea. North Korea seems to be holding the U.S. at arm's length. Why?
Well, because North Korea, again, is playing the carrot and stick game, and North Korea wants to raise the stakes for the United States. Winning the release of the three U.S. citizens detained in North Korea is a priority, although it may not be the top priority. But North Korea is dangling that phantom carrot in front of Americans, saying, well, if you come back to the table and talk to us and offer us more money and other blandishments, maybe you can get what you want. And North Korea has been sending that signal for months now.
Last month, the United States proposed consultations with the North on sending a special U.S. envoy to Pyongyang to try to secure the release of detained Americans Kenneth Bay, Matthew Todd Miller, and Jeffrey Fole. U.S.-North Korean Human Rights Envoy Ambassador Robert King has twice been refused entry into the country to discuss the matter.